I'm here with Sandra Rosenthal, who's just signed a huge book deal to do a kiss and tell on disgraced financier Martin Channing. Welcome to you, Sandra.
Hello, Piers. Thank you for allowing me to tell my story.
It's a story, all right.
Wow, so we're right into it. Okay, well, let me catch up. My other guest is Caroline Channing, daughter of Martin Channing, who, to put it mildly, is claiming that your book, Ms. Rosenthal, is a bunch of bull.
That's right, Pierce. It's pure rubbish, as your people say.
That was perfectly American. Right, then, let me start with you. Well, to catch everybody up, Ms. Rosenthal's large book advance really has to do with something that turned out to be, by your words, very small. Comments, Miss Channing?
I'd rather not comment about that, Pierce, because I have class. But I do have a question for Miss Rosenthal, who was hired by my father because she claimed she had a degree in finance. Miss Rosenthal, if a train carrying 27 passengers leaves Grand Central Station at 9 a.m., travels 800 miles to Chicago, arriving at 5 p.m., how fast was it traveling? Simple math, Pierce.
100 miles an hour.
I'm sorry?
That's your answer. Sorry, I'm a bit of a mathlete.
Impressive.